Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody. Yes, we got some celebrity news that just keeps you coming back for more, but we can't have any fun until we check in with our group in Atlanta. Hello.
What's up, Atlanta family?
Hey,
yeah, have you heard that siren there? That means Chewy Martinez is in the house.
Yo, what's up? Love being here.
Good to see you, Chewy. Now, coming up in the show, I guess Gwyneth Paltrow and Martha Stewart are throwing some shade.
I'm beefing.
Yes.
Again?
And Shaq and Kobe are, Shaq, or the Kobe's throwing some shade at Shaq.
Again?
Plus, Diddy's ex, Cassie, has some big news. But first, Headcrack, what you got?
Well, guys, we're going on a little bit of a PDA patrol. Now, this is where we take a look at the pics and or video of celebs getting caught in the act of packing on the PDA, and we judge the body language and the hotness of that moment. So, straight out the gate, we got Travis Scott and Kylie Jenner on the red carpet of the premiere.
Nice.
Of Travis's new Netflix documentary, Look Mom, I Can Fly. Now, take a look. We got pictures and video below.
Straight ahead. Guys, straight ahead.
There it is.
Aww. Hey, guys.
To your left side.
Guys, give me one straight ahead.
That look like very tepid love.
I don't know. You know, I follow Kylie because I love her. I think she's so adorable. And they look so genuinely in love on Instagram. But that looked a little dry.
This was a rehearsed. We're going to get on the red carpet. We're going to kiss. And obviously, he missed rehearsal because he was supposed to go right and left. And then did the whole back and forth.
Yeah, it was like this.
It's a little rehearsed.
If you look at the picture, though, he reminded me of an R&B pimp, and she looked like his whore. That's what it just seemed like.
So robotic. You remember when you used to go to Chuck E. Cheese and like the little robotic band would move very like.
No, y'all, come on, man. They've been together for a long time. I don't think it's rehearsed. He knows not to kiss her to smear her lips. And she wears makeup all the time. But it's not as heavy as it is, sure, for an award show.
You don't want to color the right.
No, I think that it didn't matter if they did kiss correctly or rehearse anything because Lil Stormy stole the show on her first red carpet appearance.
So cute.
She's a perfect mix of both of them.
Now, you can see the love in his eyes as he looks at his daughter.
Yeah.
And she looks like a proud mom. Uh-huh. So, yeah, I definitely give that three fuego marks. Nice.
That family definitely makes beautiful babies.
All right, y'all. It's time for... Gabrielle Union, y'all, was on the red carpet, honey, for the America's Got Talent semi-quarters final in a dress, y'all, that will make you do a double take. Well, y'all, because the dress had childhood pictures, y'all, of her wonderful husband, Mr. Dwayne Wade, all over y'all. So what y'all think about this ugly dress?
Represent.
I think it's adorable.
I think it's great. Leave it alone, Gary. Be nice.
That damn dress is ugly.
And now she's like one of the only people who can wear this dress and it's not like ultra creepy, you know, because like it truly is her husband.
I think this is almost like a worse public display of affection than we talked about with Travis and Kylie. Because like I look at these two and I love them and I wish they'd make a sex tape. And then I think to myself, they do seem like they're legitimately soulmates and that they love each other.
Right.
They just have the wonderful life. But do you have to go over the top and wear this? This is like the same as matching velour sweatsuits.
It's
like,
no, it's not. Y'all always got something to say about something.
I'm sorry to spill over you.
Y'all always got something to say about something. If y'all had a shirt with y'all face on it, I would wear it. I would represent
in memory of
Red and I don't even go together, and she gave me a shirt, and I totally wore it with her face on it.
And it was super cute.
It was super cute.
Could I wear Dwayne Wade all over it?
Absolutely.
Over dress?
Why not?
No, Heidi would look weird wearing it. She doesn't even know Dwayne. Do you know anybody named Dwayne, Heidi?
It doesn't matter.
She knows some Daryls, but that's about it.
Well, they say the only thing better, thank you, Frank, the only thing better than an old beef is a new beef, and oh boy, it seems Martha Stewart is shading Gwyneth Paltrow once again.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Recently, Barstool Sports Podcast asked the Corp, Martha. Now, the host of that show is Alex Rodriguez, so he asked Martha Stewart what she thought of Gwyneth and her lifestyle brand, Goop.
Yeah.
And Martha said this. Oh, I don't follow Goop. Sometimes I look at products that she's selling. I wish every young entrepreneur well, and I hope that there are many, 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 many different kinds of entrepreneurs. If they're movie stars or hardworking women like I am, who are not movie stars.
That's an amazing Martha Stewart.
Not bad. With the, my little bang flip.
Shade of stay in your damn lane.
She said this before. I think she's been asked this question so many times because of Goop and Gwyneth Paltrow. They're trying to stir the pot over there at Barstool Sports. So this is her stock answer. It's like, I appreciate all entrepreneurs. Hard, it's like where she's at now. But I think deep down, she hates it.
Martha, though, y'all, because then Martha says she's a hardworking woman. Didn't she steal our hardworking money with that stock thing that ended her up in jail?
No.
I'm
I cannot picture, because one of the biggest things on Goop, and we talked about it, is how to steam your vagina, and that you should. And I really can't picture Martha Stewart talking on her show. All right, ladies, what you need to do is get a hot pot of steam and just squat over. I can't picture Martha Stewart
talking. I steam my once, and it was amazing.
Why did you that? Were you trying to air
to make them look nice. To make them look nice. Take care of your
God.
If Chewy ever offer you hot tea, don't take it.
Oh, wow.
All right, so it looks like frenemies Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal are taking shots, but not on the court. Now, Kobe did a recent interview with Patrick Bet David in Las Vegas, and during the discussion, the former NBA star took a jab at his former teammate Shaquille O'Neal. Check it out.
Technical question here. Let's see how you can answer this. Who would Shaq be if he had your work ethic?
He'd be the greatest of all time. Yeah. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
And let me ask you this question. And by the way, I'm not asking this question to create feud between you and him.
I don't care, bro. Listen, me and Shaq sit down all the time, and I say, dude, if your lazy ass is in shape.
I hear you saying all the time, and he takes it.
I tell him all the time.
Man, that was heavy hit.
Yeah.
Well, I think the whole thing, this stage podcast, whatever it might have been, it looked like one of those things where you pay to go and learn from somebody who's made it. And so, like, it's all about work ethic. And so I think that was the topic.
It was like a master class.
If Shaq would have had your work ethic, it's all about that. So it was, I mean, that's what they cut out. So now it looks like he's throwing shade.
But it also seems like that was always the narrative about Shaq's career overall. It's like, man, if he just worked on those free throws a little bit better, he would have been one of the best, too. Like, there was always something about, like, how hard he worked or didn't work. But it didn't take long for Shaquille O'Neal to issue his response in regards to Kobe's comments about winning 12 titles. Now, Shaq clapped back on an Instagram post. He said, you would have had 12 if you passed the ball more, especially in the finals against the Pistons. #Facts.
If you know the story, these two have been beefing for a long time. They've been frenemies for a while. Kobe's the reason why Shaq left LA and went to Miami.
Really? You know,
absolutely.
And won a championship in Miami.
Boom.
Without Kobe.
With Dwayne Wade.
Well, I mean, Shaq and Kobe are like the Hall and Oates of basketball. Like, they're really great together.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll do okay by themselves. But we like them together.
Kobe's arrogant. He's like a little arrogant ass.
And I don't think this is beef. They're friends.
You'll be friends too. Don't these people get paid millions of dollars? Okay, we get paid to be friends too on my stuff.
Yeah, but I ain't been to Porsche's house.
Yeah.
Don't feel bad. Ain't none of us been invited, girl. I've been bending over in my refrigerator. I squat down to get something out the drawer. I wouldn't bend over.
You ain't gonna be squatting in my refrigerator.
Up next, buddy, stay tuned, y'all, for my royal report on Prince Harry and my cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Miss Meghan McCall. Be right back. Dish
Nation. Hey guys, let me tell you about my smell good secret. Since I've been using Scentbird, I'm not forced to buy a large bottle of cologne. Instead, I get just enough fragrance for the moment, and I get it at a fraction of the price.
I love it too. Tell our viewers how it all works.
Well, I got a 30-day supply of a new fragrance, and now I can switch it up from my one fragrance. I used to be called One Fragrance Frank.
That's true. I recently got my Burberry perfume. That's the one I chose, and it comes in this perfect size bottle.
And you will definitely find brands that you love, and if you need help, take their True Scent quiz, and that'll help determine what brand might be right for you out of the 450 that they carry.
And we have an exclusive offer just for our viewers. You can go to scentbird.com/dish and get 50% off your new fragrance. That's $7.50, and it's so easy to do. Go to scentbird.com/dish. Use our code DISH for 50% off for your first month.
Spelled scentbird.com/dish, and try your first cologne or perfume for only $7.50. Smell amazing. I do.
Do it today.
Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome, what up, darling.
Time for Gary's Royal Report.
Oh.
All right, you calling us, honey. Listen up, because I'm not sure I approve of this.
Uh-oh.
Despite Prince Harry's romantic past with newly engaged ex-girlfriend, Miss Cressida Bonas, him and my cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Naga, are expected to attend Cressida's wedding.
Meghan.
That's interesting.
Now, I just found out that Cressida mentioned the jewels for the royal couple. I didn't see her there. However, royal insiders have stayed, even though her and Harry remain friendly, the Duchess of Sussex prefers to keep her distance. Now, do you guys think the couple should attend the wedding of Prince Harry's ex?
Depends how tight they were. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, she's moved on. He's definitely moved on.
So let me get this straight.
No.
Prince Harry's ex has invited him and Meghan, your cousin, to her wedding.
Yes.
I don't think Meghan should go, but I don't see anything wrong with Harry going.
No,
Harry can't go without Meghan. Why?
It's not like he's going to interrupt the wedding and bust it up.
It don't even matter. I mean, he has to make a statement. If he's going, he's got to take his girl with him.
They may play best of song congratulations. That's not a good look. I don't want them to play congratulations. And I just, Meghan should stay home and Harry should too.
All right, y'all, everybody, it's time for
Dish Court.
Now, today's case is Judge Mathis versus a valet driver. Now, the judge lost his cool and he could possibly be facing criminal charges. So basically, after dining at a Detroit restaurant, he attempted to retrieve his Rolls Royce from the valet, but there was one issue. The valet driver had ran to go get another car and accidentally took the keys to the Rolls and didn't return for like 10 or 15 minutes. So when the valet returned, Judge Mathis allegedly went nuts on the poor guy and he was cursing him out and all types of expletives and then became even angrier when the valet explained that he had to travel far to get another car and apologize for taking the keys.
Mm. Okay, well, the judge got places to go. I was just getting ready to say,
you know what, when you're ready to leave a restaurant and you have an appointment, you don't want to wait 10 minutes for your car.
No.
You should be at least another valet person.
Okay, well, being mad is cool, but apparently it got worse than that. So,
Judge
Mathis allegedly spit on him and then sped off. And it's being reported that the valet has filed the police report and he wants criminal assault charges put up against the judge and is under investigation.
Of course he does.
First of all, the judge did not
spitting
spit
is
on
too
him.
Much.
Now it's money.
Yeah, but because the judge knows better. He would have never spat on him. And number two, when I have you parking my Rolls Royce.
Hello?
And all these other commoners on right here, bitch. I need my car to come first.
I need you to pull up right in the front, in front of everybody, darling.
Okay, thank you. Nah. First of all, don't even take my Rolls Royce downstairs.
Right.
Keep it right up here in the front.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be in the front.
All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
That's right, ladies. Do y'all want to increase your hair manageability, take down that frizz, and make your hair look healthy and fresh? Mm-hmm. Then you will love this brush straightener. It works on all types of hair, including thin hair, thick hair and curly hair. It's available in colors pink, purple, black, and white. And it has an LCD display screen for precise temperature control.
A good straightener is hard to find, girl. This is amazing. Tell me more.
Oh, it is, Brett. It emits negative ions that detangle, straighten, and increase natural hair shine. It heats up to 450 degrees, and it features an auto switch off after 1 hour, so you won't burn up the house, y'all.
Oh, so how much is it, Portia?
Well, Procabella Luxury 5500 Soft Touch Brush Straightener can run as high as $150, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$19. $19?
I know, it's crazy. Just go to morningsave.com and say Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, coming up, wedding bells are ringing for singer Cassie, and we have all the details for you right here, right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey, y'all.
Well, y'all, it looks like Cassie is officially going to be Mrs. Fawn.
Oh,
yes. She's engaged to her bae and father of her unborn baby, Alex Fine. The couple announced the big news on Instagram, and I must say the proposal was pretty unique. Take a look.
A for each other.
Pretty well shot.
But you know what, though, y'all? Be honest.
What?
She ain't happy. Why do you think she ain't happy?
No, I absolutely think she happy.
Brad, that happened yesterday. She just broke up with damn Diddy.
I'm glad you said that.
That just happened. That she not happy.
No, that don't
I'm glad you said that, and let me tell you why.
Yes.
This girl, you could not be more wrong. This girl has found pure real love. And guess what? She'd been in a relationship with Diddy, which she did love him. Okay, that was a nice relationship. But she wanted more.
Yeah.
And when she met this man and he loved her right and she was able to love him right, they got pregnant. They know they want to get married. She got with somebody who's like-minded. He know just what they want the same thing.
He clearly adores her.
He loves her.
She had all that time to get pregnant by Diddy, did not get pregnant by Diddy.
Do y'all think that Cassie's going to invite Diddy?
Girl, no.
But Mr. Fine might be like, you know what? Who cares? You mine. You can invite whoever the hell you want to. It don't matter.
Because remember, Diddy did congratulate them.
You know, I feel like he's a class act enough to the fact he'll probably send him like a really dope gift. You know, he doesn't want his being there to take away from their special day. Because it's going to cloud it if he show up.
I know what the theme song of the wedding going to be.
What?
Well, I'm going to take my horse to the altar.
It all looks like Gayle King is like everyone else and having the worst luck of getting her hands on that coveted Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Oh, my God.
Now, Oprah's BFF took to Instagram, excited to get a taste of the famous sandwich, and she wrote, "We are so psyched today, ready to taste the chicken sandwich at Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen." And then she encouraged followers to swipe to the next photo of a sign revealing that the location was sold out, and she wrote, "Womp, womp." We also called 15 locations. How do you run out of that sandwich on Sunday? May need therapy to recover.
Oprah needs to stop being girlfriend effective immediately.
Why is that?
She's humiliating her. Going looking for some damn chicken. Oprah wouldn't dare go look for no chicken.
Not effective immediately.
Oh, my God. Really?
You know, that don't make sense. Oprah would be excited about getting me a piece of damn chicken.
Well, you know, Gayle had to go try it out so she could tell Oprah about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but, honey, that is embarrassing. Oprah's a billionaire, honey, and you can't tell me you can't find a piece of chicken?
And, Gayle, I don't know if you heard the word, ma'am, but they're sold out of that chicken sandwich everywhere. Like, it's sold out of every location.
Right. Yeah, see, that's just like how to be out of biscuit, out of the thighs, out of stuff. See, one thing about Chick-fil-A now, they will never run out of chicken.
Never run out.
Never run out of chicken.
They have truly leveled up with this sandwich. Has anybody tried it yet?
No. They didn't have it yesterday.
Yo, like, how I got on my smart guy, and I pulled up on Popeye's at, like, 9:45, thinking that I would be the only person out there doing that early.
Uh-huh.
The line was out of the drive-through into the street, and it wasn't even open yet.
Shut the hell
but
up.
But I did get my sandwich, and it is everything they said it was.
I got to try that.
All right, honey, don't go nowhere. Heidi, Frank, and Chewy, y'all will have more Dish Nation for you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes!
It's very exciting. You know, recently on his podcast, Daddy Issues, our buddy, friend of the show, Dean McDermott, he got kind of personally, talked about his love life with his wife, Tori Spelling, when asked if they do any role play in the bedroom. And Dean said, yeah, she's dressed up like Donna Martin, and it's a
awesome. Donna Martin was like this innocent virginal girl.
Right.
So do you want your wife to role play?
You want your wife to role play
a virgin
in high school?
So now you spend 45 minutes trying to get her to touch it? You're like, you're not really Donna Martin. I mean, yes, you're Donna Martin, but like you're not. Okay.
No, but doesn't it seem weird that he would request that?
That's
like,
creepy,
like he becomes
bro.
Like a fanboy at that time. It's like, hey, we're going to go into role playing. How about you be Donna Martin? She's like, oh my God, I married a fan.
Oh no. Seriously. Have you guys ever role played?
I usually pretend I'm somebody else.
Oh.
It's just easier for me.
Really?
I'll pretend I'm Julia Roberts.
Nice. And pretty woman? Or?
Yeah, it's not even, it's just in my own head. My wife is getting to have sex with Julia Roberts.
Here. So you think your wife would enjoy having sex with Julia Roberts?
I'm so confused.
I know. What the hell is going on?
Thank God the credits are rolling right now.
Oh, yeah, right. It's time to just look at that juicy peach.
Maybe role play is a juicy peach. There's the peach. Look at it.
Only provided by who, Heidi?
Well, squeeze that peach.
I don't know. JCPenney?
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.